second station for Space Ground 2 for Dragon Park questions.
Go ahead.
Good morning. I have a question on step 2.03, clustering images. Ready to copy?
Step 2.03, ready to copy.
In this clustering image, I see like empty 4.0 CTV, two of them. Is it possible for us to use 8.0 CTV instead of two 4.0 CTVs, since we are actually just running out of 4.0 CTVs, unless otherwise we just need to repack some of the like 4.0 CTVs to another places, maybe using like a 3.0 or 8.0. And also another question is item number 6. This is written energy 23 hatch poster. Is that item is actually a Cygnus cargo ops step five items?
We copy both questions. Give us just a second. We'll check on both.
Thank you very much.
Station Houston on 2 with answers for Kimia.
Done.
Yes, on the question about whether you can use an 8.0 instead of two 4.0s, that is a firm. We're good with that plan. We would let you know that we're not sure we have a whole lot of 8.0s, so we'll need to balance the use of both types of CTBs. But we are good for that plan for step 2.03.
Okay, understand. Thank you very much. So I'm going to just check the inventory of 8.0. I think we have enough, but I'm going to just check it out and use 8.0, or in this case, instead of 4.0 CTBs.
I copy. Good plan. And then on step 2.04, you are correct. That poster is from Cygnus Cargo Op Step 5.
Okay, understand. So I'm going to look into that location. I think SpaceX returned like a CTV and look for that item and packet. And since today we have like ISO, my plan is probably pack these items in front of the camera, Lab 1 camera. And actually, I can get some advice, and if I'm doing wrong, I still can step in anytime. Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan. I would let you know right now that camera is very focused on a cable that's hanging up close to it, so if you want to adjust the focus for us, we might be better able to follow along.
Sorry about that. I'm going to fix that view and do it a little bit later, maybe in 10 or 20 minutes.
Yep, no rush. Just wanted to let you know.
You.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for upcoming PWD outage.
Ground 2?
Yeah, as soon as we come back from this long LOS, we're going to be configuring for water transfers, so we'll be taking away PWD briefly, so just wanted to give you guys a heads up. If you wanted to fill some water bags while we're LOS, now is a good time.
Okay, understand. We're going to make sure that everybody's ready for that. Thank you.
Thanks. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2, no response required. We're proceeding into our configuration for the Yerevan, so PWD is about to be unavailable.
Station on Space Ground 2 for question on Dragon 33 package. Okay.
Go ahead.
I have a question on step, several questions on step 2. First, for the 8.0 CTV instead of using two 4.0 CTVs. I just gathered like a J-type 8.0 CTV, and looks like it works almost like square and also a little bit puffy, but still make it square. So I just want to confirm that okay to do that. And also, I'm going to show you by video, but satellite box is a little bit bigger than other phone box, so it might be a little bit too big to handle the 1.0 CTV in our constraint chart, maybe central one. I think it's too much, so instead of using 1.0 CTV, I just put other forms or bubble racks to fill.
Yeah, that 8.0 CTB looks good. The puffiness is okay. We think you'll be able to squish that in a bit as you get it packed into the Dragon, and we are fine with substituting the bubble wrap and foam instead of the CTBs.
Thank you. And one more question on strap in Dragon.
We're ready to copy.
The question is step 2.08. I'm not sure where is the Dragon 33 up storage LIO enclosure. And I found one Ziploc bag with these like the straps near the maybe storage location. I'm not sure that is like a storage LIO enclosure. But part number of this strap is a little bit different. So I just want to make sure where exactly it is. So I'm going to show you one picture by you, which I took by using iPad. And I'm going to explain a little bit more how where I got these straps.
Copy, we're following along.
Found this like a little bag, which I think the number was 125. Miscellaneous, named miscellaneous. And inside this small bag, I found this Ziploc bag with straps. But it might be other straps inside this box below this miscellaneous bag. But I didn't know actually if it's okay for me to open this location. In order to open that, I have to partially close this like a hatch. So I just wanted to confirm which is the right location and which is right strap.
You mentioned that the part number is slightly different. Can you give us the part number of the strap that you have?
Okay, stand by. Actually, I was looking at different. We have like a several part numbers actually, and I think SpaceX part number is almost the same. November 0002-110-November. I'm sorry. Dot Mike dash Foxtrot and LEV Echo.
Yep, we think that's the strap you're looking for.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for your support. Sorry about that. I was initially looking for another part. This is part number. Sorry. Thank you.
No worries. Just glad we got the right strap in the end.
Station 2, stow track, step 3.01.
With you in 3.01.
Hey, I've got the airborne particulate monitor, barcode, serial number, match. It was not in a Ziploc when I found it in SpaceX return number 1. Want to make sure I am okay to just wrap it directly in bubble wrap and then put it in the 3.0, flat 3.0 APMM.
Checking. All right, back with you on 2. You've, in step 3.04, you'll be asked to wrap it in bubble wrap, and that is sufficient. We don't need the Ziploc.
Okay, perfect. And there was nothing else in that Ziploc, just the airborne particulate monitor?
Good question. Checking. And affirm. That was the only thing we had showing in that Ziploc.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Station on 2 for transfer water for Sergei Mikhaev.
We're with you on space to ground 2.
And I'm working procedure 2.735. I have completed step 2. EADV number 1463 is empty, and I'm ready for step 3.
That is a good Yadavay number. We are go for you in step 3.2, and in step 3.3, you can expect the offload to take 26 minutes. 2.6.
Is that? Houston station on 2 for transfer water. Step 3.2, record estimate offload time 9:20.
We copy 9:20. Thank you.
Thank you.
Station 2, stow track step 3.05.
We're with you.
CCA inlet ORU is not large enough to fit both the sorry, looking for it, the other object, and then also this FSC or FBCE fluid module in step 3.5 inside its inner volume, but I can get the FBCE fluid module 2 next to the CCAA inlet ORU. I want to make sure that that matches your expectations and is okay.
Let us take a look.
Yeah, if you're looking at the constraint image for that step, there's the pink airborne particulate monitor, and that does fit inside the void of the CCAA inlet ORU. And then the brown rectangle next to it, FBC fluid module 2, that nestles in just to the side of the CEA inlet ORU.
Yeah, back with you. Yep, we think you're right. We had a typo there in the stow track. We think you've got the airborne particulate monitor inside the CCA inlet ORU and then the fluid module next to it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for checking.
So station for Spacecom 2 for Dragon parking.
If you want to.
Yes, I'm on step 5.07 and I cannot find this item. So, if you could tell us, the figure of this, device, and also if you have, alternate location, I can look for it.
We are checking.
Thank you very much.
Houston Station on 2 for transfer water.
We're with you.
I'm finished filling QDV number 1463, and I'm ready for step 6.
We see it full, and we are ready for you in 6.1. You have a go to proceed.
Copy that. To station improve for transfer water.
Go ahead.
Transfer hose disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve back to rehydration station.
That's a good config. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So station on spacecraft 2 for the step 5.07.
Go ahead.
So actually, my son helped me, and another set of I actually really helped, and I was able to find this item. Thank you very much. And I have another question. When I found this and put it into the 1.0 CDD5276, this one is only 50% more. But last step saying that this is going to be loaded to the Dragons.
Kimmy, back with you. I lost you in a handover right about the point where you said in the next step and that the CTB went full.
Yeah, this 1.0 CTB5276 is only half full, 50% full. But the last step is saying, not said, this one should be loaded soon, actually, to the Dragon. Should I fill this bag by bubble wrap bag or anything by using filling, or maybe unless otherwise, this one can, the items can be fit in half CTB, I think.
Yeah, we agree that CTB is pretty empty. We will provide additional steps to put more cargo in that CTB before it gets loaded into Dragon. So we'll just temp stow it for now, and you don't need to be filling it with bubble wrap just yet.
Okay, understand. Thank you very much. For the tracking purpose, I'm going to just put a note. This CTB is only 50% full. Thank you.
Great, and thanks for checking.
So Station 2 for Radiation Hardened.
Station Huntsville, we're with you.
Good morning. I was transferring the data from the radiation-hardened device SD card into the Fort Huntsville folder, OCA down on the iDrive. There wasn't a folder called radiation-hardened. I created one. Just want to double-check that I'm in the right place and that that's okay, and happy to move things as needed.
Okay. We copy all that you created the folder because one didn't currently exist. Let us check. Station Huntsville for Xena and Radiation Harden.
Yeah, too.
Thank you for creating the folder. It sounds like you did everything perfectly correct, so we are good with the config.
Thank you. In Station 2 for Star Trek, step 3.06.
With you in 3.06.
It's me again. Sorry, this is probably a dumb question, but one of the 1.0 CTBs I gathered was 1.0 serial number 1099. It looks like a third-gen CTB to me. Just checking, since that serial number starts with a 1.
Checking. So is there any chance the serial number is actually 4099? Sorry, 4009?
Negative. Let me go grab it and I'll hold it in front of the camera.
Copy. We can confirm that is a third gen.
Thank you for the sanity check, and thanks for being our Capcom.
Absolutely, and sorry, we didn't copy your call the first time. I should have asked for a double check. Station Houston, no response required on Space to Ground 2. PWD is back up and running.
Excellent timing. Thank you.
So, station on Space Ground 2 for Dragon cargo parking.
Go ahead.
I'm on step 6.02. One question. I found 11 samples, and one of them it doesn't have cover. Other 10 samples have covers. So I'm wondering, for this step, should I remove all covers and just return samples, or these covers also go back together? Then, actually, one more question. Under the sample, which missing sample cover, what should I do? Do I need some additional protector in case we need to put everything back with sample cover?
Let me go check.
Thank you very much. So, station on Space Ground 2 for Sophie's sample additional info.
Go ahead.
Now I just realized that the one which you missing sample cover, that is actually serial number 1305, first item. But this one actually doubly layered. That actually sample is in Ziploc bag and covered by another Ziploc bag. So that means actually this sample is already double layered. So if this inner Ziploc bag means, instead of cover, it actually all makes sense. Probably I just need to return all of them, including cover. That's my understanding, and also additional info.
We had just come to the same conclusion, so if you just then pack all of those up together and bubble wrap, we should be good to go.
Thank you very much. Thank you for confirming. And these items are a little bit, big, so I'm going to just put these in one bubble wrap bag, but maybe separate to several bubble wrap bags, but I hope this is okay.
Yeah, that'll be fine as long as you let us know what the final config is.
Thank you.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Chris.
Head on 2 for Chris.
Hey, good morning. We saw in StoTrack that you grabbed a 3.0 for step 7, and we just wanted to make sure you're aware you need a half CTB for that one.
Thank you very much. I totally read the wrong line. Yep, I do need a half CTB, and I will fix that. I was thinking this was kind of big.
Yeah, I so figured you'd figure it out eventually, but we figured we'd save you some time.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Good morning. Airlock. We have a few questions on OFV helmet preparation stowage.
We are with you.
You are. Real quick, I'm inside the airlock, and I found the mesh bag that has all of the HAP equipment. And the problem that I'm running into is I have a Ziploc bag that says SpaceX 32, do not bend. But not any bags that say SpaceX 31 do not bend, in which to find a HAP extender or a helmet absorption band. I see different bags that label like no SpaceX 31 or 32 on, and each of the bags has the HAP extenders or the helmet absorption bands by serial number. So if you can give us like some legitimate serial numbers that would have been in the SpaceX 31 family time frame, that would help us out very much.
Let me go grab some.
Thank you.
Airlock Houston, back with you. On two.
flight we're with you on too.
Okay, we found a Ziploc that went up on SpaceX 31, but it may not have a label yet. The serial numbers of the HAP bands in that Ziploc varied. There were 10 of them, and they varied from 1262 all the way up to 1271. And the HAP extenders, also quantity 10, had from 1260 all the way up to 1269.
Okay, that answer was definitely in the format of what we would need. So I will go through and see if we can find bands, HAP extender bands from 1262 to 1271, and extenders from 1260 to 1269. And if I find any of those numbers, I think then what I'm hearing is that we'll be good to use those.
Yeah, and my hope is that maybe there is a Ziploc that's holding all of those, and it's just not labeled yet, and we can label it appropriately.
I love labels, so we will label that one if we find it and go from there. We'll research and report back.
Awesome, and we'll work on a backup plan.
Sensation on 2 with report for helmet absorption.
Go ahead.
Okay. Report has two steps or two parts. The first part is we found Ziploc bags that said HAP extender with serial numbers 1260 to 1269 and helmet absorption bands serial numbers 1262 to 1271. And I think that's exactly what you asked us to find. So what I can do is I can label those SpaceX 31, do not bend. They're not one Ziploc that holds those two Ziplocs. It's just two separate Ziplocs. And that would work for the mesh bag. But if you want, we can put them into one big Ziploc too. That's the first part. I'll copy so far.
I copy all. And we're happy to have both the Ziplocs labeled the same way.
We will label those Ziplocs, and that'll be clearer for the future crews. In addition, just part 1A is that there are two bags, one for HAP extenders that says SpaceX 32 do not bend, and the other one for helmet absorption band SpaceX 32 do not bend. So those are labeled as expected. Then there are other bags, Ziploc bags with earlier versions or earlier serial numbers perhaps of the HAP extenders, and I'd like to report that just so that it's known, unless you don't need it.
I will take the report. What all do you have for those bags?
I have three Ziploc bags that don't fit the what we talked about already. One is a bag that has approximately 5-ish helmet absorption bands, and the bag says helmet absorption band serial numbers 1206 to 1215. That's the first one.
Copy.
There's another Ziploc bag that says HAP extender. It says quantity 10. It's maybe about 10, and it has serial numbers 1206 through 1217.
Copy.
And a third bag that says HAP extender quantity 10, and it has serial numbers 1351 through 1360.
Can you give me that first number again?
Yes, it's serial numbers 1351 through 1360.
I got it all. We will pass all of that along to EVA and see if they want those labeled in any additional way.
Okay. In the meantime, I will add an additional label to the two bags that we initially talked about, the HAP extenders and the helmet absorption bands. And for our activities today for Chris, Zena, and myself, we'll plan to use from those two SpaceX 31 bags as advertised. And we will report the serial numbers of the individual things that we use.
Good readback and good plan.
Thank you. And thanks for your help in clarifying this and making Space Station a little bit more orderly.
One Ziploc at a time. Those look great.
Sensation 2 for ACS Oxygen.
Hey, Zena, you have a go for that valve close and then open.
Copy, go for close and then open.
Hey, Mike, and we're waving back to you. Just heads up, since you were there, that you can do your Nanorex Depress Part 5 activity. That's at 1740 at any time. No response required. Understand you're doing your EVA stuff. Just since we saw you and you gave us a nice smile.
I was hoping you would call good afternoon, our time. Good morning, your time. Hope everyone had a nice holiday yesterday. Some of you are repeat customers from yesterday, but I wanted to say belated Merry Christmas and belated season's greetings. And also, welcome Orbit 2 and looking forward to working with you today.
Thanks, Mike. Everybody's happy to work with you today. Appreciate it. Nice flips. We like the tricks.
So, actually, I was going to take a break in a few seconds, so that Nanorex call was perfect timing. I'll go take a look at it and run the procedure and give you the report.
Thanks, Mike.
Sensation on 2 for Nanorex airlock pressure.
Go ahead.
That's at 1519 GMT. The scope meter pressure probe read 1.1 millimeters of mercury.
All right, Mike, that's a great number. Thank you. We're ready for you to proceed in the procedure. Appreciate it.
And I can confirm that the pressure probe is off and the rotary switch is off on the multimeter.
You're a rock star. Thanks so much.
KQ4 AZU, Newport News.
Station Houston on 2. For any crew member and at your convenience, we'd appreciate it if you could give us a call. We just need some help checking some cables to the CMAX sensors. Node 3, and no rush at your convenience.
Station 2.
Hey, Zena. So we, the CMAX sensors, they're the ones in, you know, across station, but specifically the ones in Node 3, we keep seeing them drop offline from the AdLink mini PC. And so we were hoping that somebody could just float over into Node 3, take a look at that, the CEDRA rack area, the F3, F4 area, and you should see the AdLink mini PC, the USB hubs, and those CMAX. We just want to need some help verifying that the connections between the USB hub and the AdLink are all seated well, and same for the connections between the hub and the sensors.
Okay, checking. We are looking at it right now. Taking a look.
Thanks. They've been kind of intermittently dropping on and off, and we know you guys were doing some connections on Friday last week and just wondering if maybe something isn't quite seated.
Station 2.
Go ahead.
Nothing obvious on any end of these USB cables at the AdLink mini PC or the other end. There is a connection where the USB coming from the device connects to a USB that then connects to the AdLink mini PC. It's not one long USB cable. There's a break in the middle of the cable. One of them is labeled RH, the other CO2. So I think these are related. And those two specifically have a little bit of wiggle in the yaw direction, but the USB is seated male into female, as seated as it can be.
All right, we copy that. Ethos and Pluto, appreciate that. It sounds like we're in a good config. We have just been seeing it come on and off, so we'll keep watching it. Thanks for that context on the USB and the little wiggle. We'll keep watching it and think on that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. And I don't think those connections were close to any of the PMD or Node 3 stuff that we were doing. Happy to do an AdLink power cycle or anything like that, if that's helpful.
Appreciate the offer. We do not need that at this moment, but we'll take you up on it if we change our minds. Thank you.
That sounds great.
And just one more color commentary piece of information, that we reseated all of the sensors, make sure that they are Velcroed to the deck so that if they were to fly, that wouldn't be contributing to any funny business. So I think we're about as good shape as we can be. Over.
That's excellent. Only humans flying through ISS, no other objects.
So station on spacecraft 2 for Dragon card question.
Go ahead, Kimya.
I'm on step 6.06. This line item on the note, this one is like an empty kit. But actually, in this kit, I see still like 39 tubes in it. So I just wondered, should I just discard these swaps, like 6.07, or you can just return all of the items, including these contents?
Happy, we're checking.
Thank you very much.
And Kimmy, I just want to let you know it might just be a couple minutes. We have a couple of different people that we want to confirm with. So we'll give you a call when we've got an answer.
Okay, thank you very much. So I'm going to, since while I'm waiting, I'm going to just move on to other steps. Thank you.
We copy that.
It's in station two for airlock storage.
Go ahead, Zena. Sorry about the delay.
No problem at all. Hey, there is a half CTB in the equipment block. It's half CTB 5069. It contains a foam cushion that we were holding on to for FPS packing until the removed FPS undocked with Soyuz. Want to know if we could, at this point, throw away that foam cushion, ensuring that it's empty, of course, or if we need to save that foam cushion.
And we copy the question on the phone or check in, and I'll let you know when we got an answer.
Copy, and thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimya. We've got an answer to your question on the items that were found in that kit at your convenience. Hey, Kimya, we got an answer to your question, and you can trash all of the tubes. Stow the kit itself per stow track, but the tubes that you found can be trashed.
I understand. I'm going to just keep the kits and also swaps, 39 of them. I'm going to trash that to the hardware GSV. Thank you.
That's a good readback with the swaps. Thank you.
Thank you for confirming. Thank you for your support.
And Station Houston on 2, no response required. This is just friendly reminder that we're starting into that no exercise constraint that you see on the crew band. And no response required. Station Houston on 2 for Zena. Just heads up, you have a go for your next activity. And Zena, just heads up, we saw you talking, but you didn't have 2 punched up. No big deal. We think you just copied us that you were a go for the MPEV activity, but we didn't hear you. Copy, thumbs up.
Thank you. Copy, go.
Station Houston on 2, no response required. Just heads up, the Nanorax airlock is moving, and you should get some good views out of the cupola if you'd like some weekend evening entertainment.
We copy, no response was required, but we'd like to say thank you very much for looking out for us. It's one exciting day after another aboard the International Space Station, so thank you. Houston Station, it is weird to see daylight at the Node 3 port end cone. We're used to just seeing, shall we say, Kato covers and things like that, and now we see daylight. Pretty cool.
Awesome. I'm glad you guys are looking. I'm trying to see if I can see your face through the window, but I can't because I just see the reflection of the Earth on the outside of the windows. Flight Pooja and Ethos Jeff, see you though.
Happy and cheers to that fine group of teammates.
Yeah, they've got better eyes than me.